Welcome to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe.
Yeah, baby.
Pull up a seat, have a drink, and let's talk. Now here's the Big Daddy, Marty Allen, on News Radio WTAM 1100.
It's Saturday night. It's Saturday night. It's Saturday night. How you doing? I'm Big Daddy, Marty Allen. Welcome to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. I'm so extremely proud to do this show with you tonight. I've been waiting a long time to do this show. I asked the program director, Ray Davis, like a million times, can I do a show? Can I do a show, Ray? Can I do a show? And all I get is, no, get in there and pick the cotton. Finally, I get to do a show. Now, of course, I filled in for Art McCoy back a few months ago. And, of course, Ray had me do some stupid pet show on April Fool's Day as a joke. But I never got to do my own thing. And tonight, I finally get the opportunity, and I'm going to have some fun. Now, we're going to do things a little bit differently on this show, okay? Because it's Saturday night. You're at the cafe. What do people do on a Saturday night, right? They're partying. They're having a good time. They're drinking. Hot women everywhere. Well, we got hot women. We got the lovely Rachel next door to me. We got my man Rolo, who's at the anchor desk. Oh, yeah, you got to stay tuned for this. 9:50, 10:50, 11:50, Rolo at the news desk. And if you're a fan of the Trip Show, you know about Rolo, okay? Everybody's got correspondents. Everybody got Katie Couric, you know? But no one can have a correspondent like Rolo. Then we got commentators. You know, there's the best commentators in the world, right? There's Paul Harvey. There's Andy Rooney. And, of course, the late, great Howard Cosell. We got better than that. We got Dirty Kurt commentary. It don't get no better than that, okay? So right now we're at the cafe. There's some seats open at the bar because we don't have open lines. We got open seats because it's a cafe. Now we got Quickie Nick Camino, who's your bartender. You call 216-578-1100, and of course on busy nights, like we hope tonight will be, 216-578-1111. You call up Francois Jimmy Smith. My mater D will sit you at the bar. My bartender, Quickie Nick, will make you a drink. And my main man, Jesty Beats, who did the opening track for me. We're going to talk to him next hour. But this is a bad young rapper that I don't understand why somebody like this don't have a record deal. Because he's bad. I heard his stuff a few weeks ago, and I fell in love. I said, hey, he's got to do me an open, man. This is beautiful. You know, I'm not an expert on anything, right? Except food and sex, but we won't go into that. All right? I'm a product of Cleveland all my life. Grew up in Cleveland. Love Cleveland. Love the Browns. I can deal with the Indians. I can deal with the Cavs. I didn't care about the Cavs too much, of course, until LeBron came back. Now I love the Indians and the Cavaliers. I'm a Browns fan. All right? I'm a Browns fan. Grew up in this neighborhood. John F. Kennedy High School, Fighting Eagles. Harvard Avenue. I'm from the hood. East 131st off of Harvard. In the hood. Product of Cleveland. And it hurts me to see the way the city has gone. Now, I know a lot of you always hear about the stories about who runs the city. Nothing gets done unless this person approves it. Nothing gets done away unless that person approves it. Well, tonight, I'm going to be the mayor. Okay? I'm going to be the mayor. I love radio. 25 years I've been doing this. Always wanted that. See, it's hard for me because, see, I'm a producer. I'm not a talk show host, but I play one on the radio. No, just kidding. But you give me an opportunity to do something, then I'm just going to come on and I'm going to talk about what makes Marty Allen tick. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not Mike Trevisano. I love working for Mike Trevisano because he's the man. Remember back in the day, the 03WE, when we started this thing back in 94? Triv and I would come in, and we'd bullcrap our way right through a show. Triv, to me, has the best bullcrap in the business. But that was all fine and well until 2001 came along and 9/11. That changed everything. See, Triv would bullcrap his way through a show, and afterwards we'd laugh. Oh, man, we crapped our way through that one. But after a while, he understood that if he wanted to be number one, he had to perfect his craft. That's what made me appreciate a Mike Trevisano so much. Because he right now, he does more show prep than anybody. He's constantly prepping. But he came along the same way as I did. He didn't graduate. I did graduate from JFK. But you know what? He's got street knowledge. See, when you got street knowledge, everything else can fall behind that. Let me tell you a quick story about my buddy Dave. He's got the best buddy. I've known him all my years in radio. I started in 1982. And Dave, God bless his soul. He's down on, this is street knowledge I'm talking about. He's down on the East 30th and Superior at a BP. And people, when I tell you the story, understand the scam that the people will pull on you, okay? And it's more for white people than it is for black people, because black people kind of from the hood, and they kind of know when something ain't right. So this is a public service to the white people. He goes up to a BP on East 30th and Superior. And now he gets out to get the gas. Black guy walks over to him with a gas can. Says, Dave. I mean, it's not Dave. He didn't know his name. So, excuse me. I run out of gas about three or four streets over. And I walked over and I got some gas. I was just wondering if you could get me back to my car. Give me a ride back over. So Dave, being a good Samaritan, like a lot of people are, said, okay. So now Dave finishes getting his gas. The guy gets in the car with Dave. Two more brothers come around the corner. They get in the back seat of the car. Now Dave's eyes are big as quarters. He's like, oh my God. And the guy goes, oh no, don't worry about it. Just take me to my car and we'll be good. So now they go three, four streets over. They get to the hood. I think it was like about 30th and Cedar somewhere over there. By that Burger King and the Alpar car wash and all that. Got some apartment complex over there. Dave gets out the car. The guy says, thank you, brother. Listen, let me give you a little bit of money for bringing me back over here. I'm just going to run in the house. Dave goes, no, you know, don't need that. He goes, that's okay. Come on. You did this for me. Come on back over here and let me give you some money. So Dave goes with the guy. When he comes back, his car stereo's ripped out the car. Dave, what the hell happened? Somebody ripped the car stereo on my car. Now, there's two guys standing outside, the two one that was in the car. They're standing on the sideline now. And it's, oh, brother, I don't know what happened. Oh, man, that's messed up, man, dog. Well, you should go back in there and tell him that he got to take care of this for you, brother. So, now, the normal person would leave. But Dave said, yes, you're right. I will. So now he walks back in there and he tells the guy, hey, somebody ripped the car stereo out my car. The guy with the gas can say, oh, man, that's effed up, man. But let me find out. So now the guy gets on his phone and he calls somebody. Now, who is he calling? The two guys that's standing out by the car. Now, Dave comes back. His car is sitting on bricks. They done stole four tires off the car. He got no tires. The car stereo is gone. And Dave is, what? What's going on? The guy goes, oh, man, that's effed up, man. Go back in there and tell him that he's got to do something about this. At that point, my buddy, God bless his heart, Dave, said, okay, I think I better get the hell out of here. Now, he's walking away. He's got no tires. He got no car stereo. The point is, a brother know that has street knowledge when something's wrong, when something's up. As soon as the two brothers got in the back of my car, along with the brother in the front seat with the gas can, for me, I'm pulling over to the nearest side of the road and get out and say, hold on a minute. I'm going to go to the bathroom or something. And I'm getting out of my car, and I'm going, nah, they may steal the car, and that's understandable. But at that point, you don't put yourself in a position to go in the hood, and you are a white guy who don't have street knowledge. You just don't do it. All right? Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. We're going to have some fun tonight, all right? Coming back in a minute, I'm going to be the mayor. I'm going to be the honorable mayor of Cleveland. I don't like politics. But I will play a mayor on radio for these purposes. I've got Rachel as my executive assistant and press secretary, but I need an executive staff. 578-1100, got open seats right now at the bar. I need you, the listeners, to be my executive staff. And I got a couple of ideas of what we should do to revitalize Cleveland, because I love the city. Born and raised here. August 17th, God willing, I'll be 47 years old. Love the city. I need my executive staff. Get a seat at the bar. Maitre d' Francois Jimmy Smith will seat you at the bar. Quickie Nick Camino will make you a drink. And Quickie Nick is quick on the drinks. And he makes a smooth drink. Wait till I tell you about the Key Lime Martini. Big Daddy's Cafe, 578-1100. Get a seat right now at the bar. I need you to tell me what we need to do to revitalize Cleveland. Coming back in a minute.
Back to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, cafe, it's open right now. Got seats at the bar. 578-1100 and 578-1111-216 area code. Francois Jimmy Smith right now is waiting. He's the maitre d', and he gives you great seats, by the way. And Quickie Nick is going to make you a drink when you get at the bar, okay? So I'm the mayor of Cleveland. I'm new in town. Moved to Cleveland. I'm the man now. And I need an executive staff. So I'm taking my people down to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. Going to sit with you at the bar. You and I are going to talk about things we can do to make Cleveland better, a better city. And I got a couple of ideas. You know, I went to San Diego, I believe it was in 2003, downtown San Diego, and fell in love. Not with a person, just with the city. And down from, imagine this, 12th Street and St. Clair. 12th Street and St. Clair, Superior, Prospect, Chester, Euclid, and Carnegie. Imagine 12th Street all the way to Public Square. One big party. 7 days a week. Okay, Sunday you go to church, but then you go party. Now, in San Diego, the best part is that every street is a party from like 12th Street to Public Square. There's people everywhere. People everywhere. No fights going on. No problems. That's what I think we need for Cleveland. You got to find a way to bring people back to downtown Cleveland. Now, I understand a lot of you say, yeah, but the problem with downtown Cleveland is they want to gouge you for everything that you do, parking, whatever, you know. And that's fine. You know, but if you gave young people a reason, or people in general, a reason to come to downtown Cleveland, they would pay to park. If they knew that there was a major party going on, they would come to downtown Cleveland. Okay, they park their cars around 12th Street. They have all kind of parking lots or whatever, you know. People park their cars, and then they get out, because at 12th Street, everything would be kind of blocked off from, let's say, the 6 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning. At 10 o'clock at night, we'd have a nice big fireworks. Not on every day, but let's say weekends, like maybe a Friday night or Saturday night. It'd be a nice fireworks show, 10 o'clock. Vendors all on each side of the road. People would come and buy property that's right now all boarded up. The city would have a buzz. Now, of course, you're going to need my second thing, the police force. Because you're going to say, okay, you're going to have vandals and you're going to have, you know, homeless people and people robbing and stealing from people. Well, that's why you build up the police force. Because now you're going to have a lot of extra money as a city of Cleveland. So the police force will be beefed up and they'll be everywhere. They'll be on bikes, wintertime on sleds. No, just kidding. But you know what I'm saying. Now, the police force is taking care of all the riffraff. Everybody's having a good time. Big party in downtown Cleveland. And the third thing, and most important, we got to upbuild the school system. You can't expect people to want to move to Cleveland if our schools suck. There's no parents that want to send their kids to Cleveland public schools. So now you gotta build up the school system. The parents will want to move into Cleveland if they know that their kids are going to have good schooling. Those are the three things that I think we need to as a start. Now, of course, I'm going to get into casino and all that good stuff, okay, after the news. But these are the things I think we need to just to start. You know, this is 2007. You can't tell people that they can't spend their money whatever way they want to spend it. Put a casino down there. People going to Wheeling, West Virginia, and every place else to spend their money, let them spend it here. If you don't like the casino, you don't go. Just that simple. We need to build it up. We need to bring people back. All right. Diatribe is over. It's time to get it started. I'm the mayor. I need a staff. Got a couple of seats open at the bar. 578-1100. Get yourself seated. Nikki will make you a drink. You and I will talk. I need to know what we need to bring back Cleveland. And don't forget, coming up, 11 o'clock hour, you got to stay tuned for this, our Sexy Voices segment. We're going to revolutionize Saturday nights right here on the Big One. It's the All-Star Cafe, Big Daddy, and the crew back in just a few minutes.
Back to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe on News Radio WTAM 1100.
All right, Saturday night party at the cafe with Big Daddy and you. I'm the mayor of the city of Cleveland. I got my executive staff, and I'm trying to hire my executive staff. I'm taking you down to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe where you and I are going to have drinks, and we're going to talk about what we're going to do to bring back Cleveland. And stay tuned. In about 15 minutes, I'm going to the news desk to get the latest on the weekend news with my main man, Rolo, at the news desk. And nobody's going to give you the news like Rolo will, okay? All right, and let me clarify a couple of things, and I promise I'm coming right to the phones, all right? To your seat. 578-1100, 216-578-1100. There's a couple of things. A couple of weeks ago, Trivia asked me why I hated President Bush. And I got into it, and I don't want to talk politics tonight, okay? Because I'm not a Rhodes Scholar. I'm not a Harvard graduate. I'm not Rush Limbaugh, and I ain't Mike Trivisano, because Mike Trivisano will back you in the corner fastening. You could say lickety split. You'll be sitting in the corner, there'll be a pit bull to your left, a pit bull to your right, and a pit bull in the middle. And what you gonna do? That's Mike Trivisano. So I know not to let him back me in the corner. But he asked me about President Bush and why I dislike him, and I said, well, because I don't believe the troops should be there, and blah, blah, blah. And they should have came home by now. And he goes, well, when should they come home? Anyway, the point is, the reason why I don't like President Bush is single. It's simple. I don't like any politicians. I hate politics. Okay? That's the reason why I don't like Bush. It's not just him. I hate them all. They're all full of crap as far as I'm concerned. So I just want to clarify that. It's not that I just hate him singularly. I hate them all. I just believe that politicians are no good. Now, there's a couple of exceptions, all right? Josh Mandel, I think, is sincere. Honestly do. And Brian Flannery. I've met them both. I know them both, okay? I honestly believe that they're sincere about what they're trying to do for their people, all right? For all of us. Okay, enough of that. Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. Let's go with Eric on line three. You got a seat at the bar. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, very welcome. By the way, what are you drinking tonight?
Hey, nothing. I'm driving. But
Okay. Well, yeah, we don't want to do that. And a bottle of water for Nikki. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
A couple comments for you. I hear you. You know, the topic. I hear this topic come up all the time. You know, it seems like every couple of years. You know, what to do with Cleveland? Short story is this. Hey, I was working in Columbus the last 5 years, and I got an opportunity to come into Cleveland. I worked down, so I took it. I left Columbus. Anybody knows Columbus? It's more white collar. Seems to be doing real well. It's expanding.
Yeah, I've been there.
They got a lot of problems, but I went here because I like it here better.
Yeah.
And there's other reasons too. I got family an hour away. So anyway, Cleveland's got more character, pro sports, all that stuff. So, you know, I put my money where my mouth is, and I moved from Columbus to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I heard your topic. Short story is this: we could talk all night about the schools. I think if you took care of the schools, that would keep a lot of people in Cleveland. Because I'm looking to buy. I'm renting right now, and I got about 6 months to make a decision where I buy. And I tell you what, even though I live by myself, it's like, man, would I stay in Cleveland? Probably not, because my real estate and the property values related to the schools is like the worst I could do.
Oh, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
But here's a second topic, and maybe I get your views on this. I go down to West 6th Street. When the weather's good, you can't beat Cleveland. And I had some friends up here, about four friends from Columbus about 3 weeks ago. And it was a nice day. Came up here for a conference, and then we went out to eat. I showed them downtown, Rock Hall. Went over to eat at Shooters. And, it was a nice day, so you can't beat that. And they were just enthralled. You know, hey, man, everything we heard about Cleveland was bad, but this is fantastic what we saw. Of course, it was the best day of the year. You know, it was sunny and bright.
Absolutely.
But my comment is, you know, what happened, like, at Spy Bar. One thing I thought they did in Columbus, and you mentioned the police do a good job, you know, chasing individuals, and we saw what happened in the paper, you know, with the one Cleveland cop kind of leaning on the owner's spy bar to clean up his act. I think that's where the city, you know, you got to get more support to hold some of these business people accountable. And of course, it's the patrons and that culture. I just like to hear what your comments are, because you got a good thing going in that area, and it only takes one business to, really tear down or tear up the reputation. And if you hurt the reputation of a certain area, man, it spreads word by mouth and people stay out of there. So,
right, but
what's your comments on how they should approach Spy Bar and that type of incident?
Well,
it's related.
The Spy Bar is a lot like a lot of other places. You know, it's a popular place that people want to go to gather and have a good time. Now, the Spy Bar is just like any other place. You're going to have people who can handle their drinks. You're going to have people who can't handle their drinks.
Well, what's different?
I know. Wait, hold on.
I hate to interrupt you, but West
Go ahead.
6th Street, and I'm not a proponent of West 6th. I'm a guy who goes down there with friends like once every week or 2 weeks. But they seen what I read in the paper. They had, you know, what, six or plus or minus, you know, X number of fractions, health fractions, and serving underage drinking and sponsoring the, you know, whatever, under 21 nights. So
right,
but completely different than the other businesses, and you're getting problems because of that.
Yeah, but the Spy Bar is just being singled out. And a lot of times in the media, when they single out a place, then that's the place that everyone makes reference to when they're talking about what the problems are in downtown Cleveland. The Spy Bar is not like you know, there's other places that's just like the Spy Bar that have the bad seeds and all that. It's just not reported because the Spy Bar, unfortunately, is downtown.
I don't agree with you on not in a 4-block area. I think that bar is a poor example of what you're trying to do in Cleveland. And you know, a lot of the other owners, I'm not a business owner. I don't have a big high stakes down there.
Right.
But a lot of those guys, again, I'm getting it out of the paper. So, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, they keep their acts clean. But Spy Bar is different because they've had, if what I read in the paper, you know, half a dozen, you know, fractions for various things, including underage drinking. And then they do sponsor, you know, more of an underage group, but the other owners, you know, voluntarily don't. So I think they are different, and when you see the bad effects, my question is, how you approach it? If you say, it seems like you're not saying, leave them alone, you know, don't sing them out, well, then that's what ruins the area. I'm just a guy on the street telling you I like going down there, but
right.
The corner of the street I don't go to.
Right. Well, now, I do want to say, I agree with the cop that leaned on him. I agree with him saying, listen, if we want to bring people down here, you know, how many times we need to come in here to take care of these problems that you're having here, you got to clean it up. So I honestly agree with the cop that went down there and told the guy he's got to clean it up. Okay? And then what happened in the flats when certain people wanted that land to build up new high-rise condos and all that around here? They started going in, and they started talking about infractions that these places has had, and what happened? They closed them down. They kept going in there, and they kept saying, okay, the place sucks, it's not sanitary, you know, you got to clean it up. And they systematically got rid of those people in the flats because they knew they needed that land to do other things. So do the same thing with the spy bar. If the guy is not cleaning the place up, then you got to do what you got to do. But they at least they're on records for warning him about what's going on down there.
Well, then we seem to agree. I'm just saying.
Yes, I agree. But I'm all about everybody being able to make a profit run a business. And sometimes I just think the spy bar. And I haven't been to the spy bar. I ain't been to clubs in years. But if the spy bar, if there's a problem, then you know the guy went in and he told him what to do, and they have to take care of that.
Yeah, well, that's all I'm saying is that hopefully the city will, because what I'm saying, again, guy in the street, that I mean, your average Joe customer is, you can tell a difference. The reputation of the area spreads, and you know, if somebody's having problems or becomes kind of a seedy area or dangerous area, then that hurts the whole thing you're trying to do. So all I'm saying is that's just one example of what the city can do is, hey, man, put a lot of pressure on them, and if you got to ding them, because it's a greater good you're trying to protect.
Eric, I appreciate you stopping into the cafe.
Okay. Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe, Saturday night. Stay tuned, because coming up after the break, we got to go to the news desk to find out what's going on in and around Cleveland, around the world. We got Rolo coming up at the news desk, the best damn correspondent around. Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe, back in a moment.
Big Daddy.
That's good. That's real good, yeah.
Back to Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Now, what y'all want to do? Want to be a baller, shot caller, brawler?
We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some
grass. Diddy and Biggie going, baby?
Oh, come on, man. I'm sorry, but this station plays way too much of that rock crap. There's people out here that want to hear some real hip-hop street music, baby.
Trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard on your hot 9-7 every day. That's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. All right, Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe on a Saturday night. We're having a party. Quickie Nick is pouring some serious drinks for me right now. Okay, got my key lime martini going. I want to thank Jan Sullivan out in Highland Heights who introduced me to this drink. My God, I thought I would never get off margaritas and Long Islands. Strong Islands, as I call them, because they're strong Long Islands. But I went to Jan Sullivan's house for the backyard barbecue a couple weeks ago. And Jan came out with this drink. It was creamy looking. And I tasted it. I went, ooh, what is this? And she said, that's a Key Lime Martini. I went, oh, my God. It was the rim of the glass was lined with the graham crackers. And the Key Lime Martini with the Kiki liqueur and the Stoli vanilla, the vodka, and the rose. Yeah, I know, man. The rose lime juice. It was scrumptious. And I've been hooked ever since. The Key Lime Martini. I'm loving it. Thank you, Jan Sullivan. All right. Let's go to the news desk now with my main man, Rolo, who's going to give you the latest on the weekend's news. Rolo, what's going on?
Hey, everybody, what's up? What's up, everybody? Hey, okay, in the news, we got man bit by a shark. Okay, according to my news sources, a Toledo man was bit by a shark in Hawaii. Now, I ain't dumb, Marty. But I know that man gotta be white. Cause ain't no black man gonna be swimming in the ocean there with the sharks. And this was just not a shark. It was a tiger shark. A tiger shark. They say this man, he an attorney. I gotta find out his name, Marty. Cause I damn sure don't want that dummy going before the judge with me. Damn. Okay, we got news alert. Okay, August is National Sandwich Month.
All right.
Yeah. If there was any deserving of its own month, it's National Sandwich Month. What kind of sandwich do you like, Marty?
I like a grilled turkey with mayo and provolone.
No, man. I like that cow tongue. Put me some ketchup and sweet potato and some blend on that cow tongue. Love that cow tongue. Yeah. Okay. I'm Rolo, and that's news. Back to Big Daddy, the All-Star Cafe.
Rolo, with the news at the news desk. He's coming back up again at 10:50. And, of course, coming up in the next hour, we've got the Dirty Kurt commentary. Back, I can't look at you. My God, you crack me up. All right, we're talking about the city of Cleveland. Also, in downtown, we need a boardwalk downtown. I remember the lovely Rachel told me, she said, you got to talk about the boardwalk. Yeah, you're right. We need places where people can just walk and be festive and drink and have a good time. We got to bring the city back, but we need to do two things. We got to beef up the police force so people downtown can be safe. Have them riding all our muscle-bound policemen, you know, on bikes and things, riding around motorcycles, you know. That's what we need in downtown, and we got to build the school system back up. We got to make downtown Cleveland a festive time. All right, sorry, I'm neglecting your calls. I know you got seats at the bar. Frank's been waiting on a drink for the longest time. Let me go to Frank because he tells me the city's done. Forget about it. What's up, Frank? You're on the big one. How you doing, Frank?
Yep. Get rid of all the Democrats. I'll forget about it.
Well, no Republican?
This city is done. Well, wait.
Marty, let me give him a drink real quick. Let me give him a drink.
All right, Frank, what you drinking?
Give me some Absolute and... Straight. I drink it straight.
Ooh.
That's coming right
give
up.
Him a straight Absolute and quickie there. Oh, my goodness. That looks good. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Ooh, yeah. Go ahead.
Let me take a sip first. Hold on.
Yeah, please. Go ahead. Mixing up good for you, man, with that ice and water. Yeah. Okay, you got it. Go ahead now. I know, because you ready now. Got your
major. Yeah, that's good.
You like that, don't you? Nobody make them like Quickie Nick at the All-Star Cafe. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty, listen.
Yay.
Look at all of the major cities across the United States. They're all having problems.
Yes.
Look who's at head office. All Democrats. Now, prove me wrong.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I ain't been in all these cities. I don't know who's the mayor.
Prove me wrong. The crime is high.
Yes, but that's every place.
The rate is low. I mean, it's all over. It's over. Moving. I'm out of here.
That's every place. Listen, I'm black, and I still can't understand how Mayor Marion Barry was doing crack cocaine with a hooker, and then he ran again, and the people said, "All right, you all right with me, dog? I know you had a problem, but you need to be mayor again. Come on back in here."
You're about to fall out your seat. I'm a black Republican.
Oh, no way! No way! Close the window! I'm about to jump out! I'm sorry. Go ahead, Frank.
Absolute.
You're a black Republican.
Absolutely. I voted for Reagan, I voted for George Bush Sr., and I voted for George W. Bush.
And what did you think about Clinton?
Well, number one, our security was lax when he was there. He stopped spending for national security. There's three things basically you should worry about: is lowering taxes, national security, and infrastructure. That's the only thing government was meant to do, not start all these social programs. And I remember there was someone that wrote a book, some black lady or something, where Clinton was the first black president. Come on, give me a break.
Well, but I like Clinton. I like Clinton. I mean, he was guilty of having a BJ in the Oval Office. Have you seen Hillary? I mean, come on. I mean, if the man is sitting there running the USA, he ain't got time for sex, and Hillary wasn't giving him none. I mean, Monica did the world a favor by giving him a BJ. Come on.
I tell you what would spark.
There's a lot of bombs that didn't go off because Monica gave him a BJ. He wanted to bomb all these other places too. But Monica came in one night and said, "Listen, Bill, I know you're stressed. Let me hook it up for you." Hold on. And Bill said, "Oh, okay." He called called the National Security Advisor. He goes, "Hold off on that bomb. I'm all right now."
Do yourself a favor, Marty.
Yo.
Go to www.nbra.info.
NBRA.info.
Yes, www.nbra.info.
You sure you're a black Republican?
Every black man's mind in the nation.
You sure you're a black Republican?
Absolutely. Absolute vodka.
Well, oh, my brother. You enjoying the drink?
Give you another one.
Frank, thank you. But the city's not done. We can make it happen. We can bring it back. I know we can, man. We just got to... The problem is, thank you, Frank, the drink must be really good. We can bring it back. I know we can. I know we can. We just got to have good people with good ideas. And you know what? A lot of times I feel bad for Mayor Frank Jackson, you know, because I know Frank. I remember Polensic saying, "I'm not going to run for mayor." Mike Polensic, who's a councilman in the city of Cleveland, he said, "I'm not going to run for mayor because I don't want to kiss asses." I can understand that. He don't want to play the political game in order to get stuff done, because we've all heard the stories that there's only a few people in town that run the city, okay? That run the city. Don't forget, 578-1100. Got seats open at the bar, and Quickie Nick is making drinks that'll knock you off the seat right now. Francois Jimmy Smith is the maitre d', and if you slip him a little 10 or 5 or 20 on the side, he will get you the best seat at the bar. Big Daddy's All-Star Cafe. More coming up in the next hour right here on The Big One. It's Saturday night. Let's party and have a drink, y'all.